He is full of anger because he cannot bind the people of God into bundles with the world to render to him complete allegiance. Kings and rulers and governors have placed upon themselves the brand of Antichrist and are represented as the dragon. The dragon, the story of the role that the dragon power plays in Bible prophecy in the healing of the deadly wound is found in Revelation 17. The kings, the rulers, the governors, they symbolize the dragon power. And the story of Revelation 17 is the story of the unholy relationship between the whore and these 10 kings. That's what Revelation 17 is all about. It's the healing of the deadly wound from the perspective of what this confederacy does. And this confederacy provides the political structure with which Satan's going to rule the world when the religious structure of Catholicism comes together with it. And that is why Revelation 17, where it says the mystery is the mystery of the woman and the beast, the mystery is how the woman of Catholicism returns to be the beast of Catholicism, how she returns to be once again a political power that rules the world. So, that was a very quick synopsis of a very large study. These three powers in Bible prophecy all have their part to play in the healing of the deadly wound. They all have a part to play in providing a structure, a system by which Satan is going to rule the world. And they're all in the world today, already moving towards the plans of Satan. And I want to read this rather long quote. We'll bring this to an end from Manuscript Releases, Volume 1, page 296, 297. All society is ranging into two classes, the obedient and the disobedient. Among which class shall we be found? Those who keep the commandments, those who live not by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, compose the church of the living God. Those who choose to follow Antichrist are subjects of the great apostate. Ranged under the banner of Satan, they break God's law and lead others to break it. They endeavor so to frame the laws of nations that men shall show their loyalty to earthly governments by trampling upon the laws of God's kingdom. Satan is diverting minds with unimportant questions in order that they shall not, with clear and distinct vision, see matters of vast importance. The enemy is planning to ensnare the world. Before I go on, please let me, there's a point I want to emphasize in here. In Adventism, we haven't time to look at Revelation 17, but in Adventism, there's a teaching that the 10 kings of Revelation 17 are symbolizing the ten horns of Revelation 17, which Revelation 17 tells us are 10 kings. Those 10 horns, people will teach.